From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. National Security Agency leaker Edward Snowden is one step closer to leaving the Moscow airport for the first time in a month. Russian officials say he's been issued documents that would allow him to enter Russia, but those documents don't necessarily mean he has been granted temporary asylum. Snowden's American passport has been revoked. He faces espionage charges in the U.S., but there's no extradition agreement between the U.S. and Russia. The BBC's Oleg Boldarev is following the story. He's with us from Moscow. And Oleg, what do we know right now about where Snowden is and where he's going?
Well, this story is so full of twists and turns. It's indeed worth of a Spielberg movie. We heard that a Russian lawyer called Anatoly Kucherena, who sort of stepped forward to represent Edward Snowden in this saga, went to the Moscow airport with a set of papers which would allow Edward Snowden to cross the border and go into Russia. Some sources reported that he's well on the way. He handed his papers to the border guards. The assumption was he would cross that border line immediately. But it was reported that Anatoly Kucherena went back to the journalist, said, "We've met some bureaucracy and the decision will take a few days." So we can say Edward Snowden will probably spend yet another night in this Moscow airport.
And just being allowed out of the airport would not necessarily mean he would be given asylum in Russia, right?
This would be a good indication the decision will be taken positively. But yes, this paper is just the official yes to cross the border line. It's not the formal decision of the Russian government to let them stay on the Russian territory for a defined period of time. I remind you that Edward Snowden asked for a one-year stay of temporary asylum in Russia.
And President Vladimir Putin has said that he would be allowed to stay if he stopped leaking secrets. What do we know about Putin's position on Snowden at this point?
Well, Putin said last week that he believes that Snowden is wrapping up his whistleblowing, wrapping up his disclosures. He will be complying with the terms of this asylum. Putin is in a difficult position. Russia was very glad to see all this saga unfolding, and it had no intention of giving Mr. Snowden up to the United States, but it fully expected him to go to a third country. Numerous Russian officials, from Russian president to Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, said that they expect Snowden to go. When it later transpired that there is a very difficult barrier on the way of Mr. Snowden to Latin America, Moscow said we will have to give him asylum because he asked for one, and because we're not giving away people to the United States. There's no extradition treaty.
Well, tell us about that difficult barrier. Why didn't he go to Venezuela or Bolivia or Nicaragua?
Well, first of all, there's only one physical gateway into Latin America. He has to go to Cuba. Cuban officials didn't say anything. In fact, for a number of days, we believed he would be boarding that plane. He didn't appear on those planes, but he would have to go to Havana first and then change planes and go either to Venezuela or Ecuador or Bolivia. Then came the story of a Bolivian president who was attending a gas summit here in Moscow, left Russia just when another sort of explosion of Snowden news came about. And his plane was refused entry into an airspace, I believe, of France and Portugal. His plane landed in Austria, and Austrian officials actually entered Bolivian president's plane to see that Edward Snowden is not there. This caused a huge outcry in Latin America, but it sent quite a clear message that, you know, Snowden is involved in a big game, and even the presidential planes could be searched.
If he's given temporary asylum in Russia, would he be allowed to travel outside of the country?
I don't think so. His travel passport issued by the United States is revoked.
Right.
Russia is not giving him a passport, so I would assume he would have to stay put in Russia for the time being.
Finally, what is going on with the U.S. relationship with Russia over all of this? That's been a key sticking point here on both sides. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the relationship is definitely not getting better because of this. Just how much worse it will get, that's the open question. A lot of people are discussing the possibilities and options for the upcoming summit between Barack Obama and President Putin. That's due in 6 weeks. And, there's some rumors Mr. Obama may not go to meet Mr. Putin, and Moscow will proceed directly into St. Petersburg, where the G20 summit is planned immediately after the bilateral bilateral meeting. Whether this summit will fall victim to this story, we don't know. Obviously, disagreements are lots. There are bilateral issues. There are international issues like Syria, like the long-standing missile defense shield, which America plans to build in Europe. So this at least does not add to the positive environment.
The BBC's Oleg Boldarev covering the Snowden story for us from Moscow. Thank you so much.
Thank you.